and Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Running game and defense propel the Panthers to a win over the Falcons. We have Clemson playing for a soccer championship in the ACC on Sunday. Clemson women's basketball goes 2-0, and men's basketball heads to Columbia to take on the Gamecocks. A busy Friday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, November the 11th, 2022. Hope all is well. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you so much to those who have served our country at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Looking forward to what should be a great show today. Can't wait. We've got a lot going on a college football Friday. A little rain, but not too bad. Not as bad as I was expecting this morning. And give you a little weather update here coming up as the show goes on. We are going to have Scott Reimer, Tiger pregame show, number 264 in a row. A preview of what's going to go on before the game tomorrow with the Tiger pregame show. Also with what's going to go on inside of Death Valley with the Military Appreciation Day. Should be a great time. Purple out all over at Clemson. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome tomorrow. Scott Reimer, 7:05 this morning. Josh Williams will join us, 7:25. We'll talk about what's happening in the college football world, what Las Vegas thinks about it, trends, money, what the heavy money looks like, what the respected money looks like. We'll do that, Josh, at 7:25. John Stilwell is going to be here. Now, you know, I don't hunt and fish, but for our Jinx Ain't Realty Hunting and Fishing Report, I do a lot of this eating. John's going to talk about preparing the harvests that we get when it comes to hunting and fishing. And then Roy Philpott will join us today. Roy is going to be coming to you live today. They have a Friday night game night in Cincinnati, Ohio, and he's on this side of the world. So we'll ask him about the East Carolina-Cincinnati game tonight and his thoughts of his West Coast trips in college football. So we've got a lot to get into as far as that is concerned. Big game tonight for both basketball programs. Lamont Paris, first time in the rivalry. Brad Brunell takes his Clemson team down to Columbia tonight. You can hear that action right here. We had a good women's basketball win last night. School record 14 threes, and Clemson beats Wofford to go 2-0. The Lady Tigers won 79-68. College football from last night, in case you didn't stay up and see it, a couple of nice wins for a couple of programs that really needed it last night. You saw in the Memphis and Tulsa game, I should say, it was Peter, we're going to regenerate for me right here. It was a really good, nice win for Memphis, 26-10, 20-3 lead at halftime. Memphis evens their record at 5-5. Tulsa falls to 3-7. Louisiana also 5-5. So is Georgia Southern after last night's loss. Louisiana wins that one 36-17. Tonight, told you ESPN2, 8 o'clock. 6-3 East Carolina, 7-2 Cincinnati. That's Cincinnati's a 6-point favorite. At 9:30 tonight, college football playoff implications. A bad Colorado team at 1-8 goes to 8th-ranked Southern Cal, who's 8-1, and the Trojans are a 34.5-point favorite there. 10:30 CBS Sports Network tonight, Fresno State and UNLV. I told you we had college basketball coming up tonight in our state. Ranked games last night, 5th-ranked Kansas down North Dakota State 82-59. 9th-ranked Creighton 96-61 win against North Dakota. Texas ranked 12th in the country, beat Houston Christian 82-31. Not sure why you play that game. 13th-ranked Indiana beat Bethune-Cookman 101-49. Texas Tech ranked 25th, beat Texas Southern 78-54. You'll see tons of ACC action like you saw last night. Virginia Tech beats Lehigh 78-52. Notre Dame over Radford 79-76. And in one SEC game last night, LSU down Kansas City 74-63. Falcons got not much offense last night. Panthers ran the football, and the Panthers improved to 3-7. Falcons dropped to 4-6. It was Dante Foreman with 130 yards rushing on 31 carries. The Panthers outrushed the Falcons 232-138. Neither team could throw a forward pass last night. P.J. Walker was 10 of 16 for 101 yards. Mariota for the Falcons had just 153 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception. Not much in the passing game last night, but the Panthers' defense and running game looked good, and the Panthers with a 25-15 win against a division rival last night. Pretty good stuff there. We have golf news in that Roger Maltby and Gary Koch out at NBC. They're going to try to freshen up their golf lineup for 2023. We have EPL news. Speaking of, you know, Clemson soccer plays Syracuse Sunday in Cary, North Carolina, in the ACC Championship game at noon. That game is televised on ESPN. You can also watch a little EPL this weekend, and it's the final EPL weekend until Boxing Day, day after Christmas, because, as you know, by now, the World Cup is coming up, so we'll keep up with that just a little bit. PGA Tour is out in Houston, and a really good field, surprisingly, for this time of year. I guess got a lot of Texas golfers out this way. But Tony Finau birdied his 18th hole yesterday to take a share of the lead with Alex Noren, Aaron Wise, and Tyson Alexander. They all shot 5 under par yesterday. I'll tell you about the local guys and what they did here, because we've got several local guys playing this weekend. We'll get you updated on that a little bit later on. I'll give you a weather update for Clemson tomorrow for the game. It should be great. I also have a Nick Saban quote that I found yesterday from his press conference yesterday that really makes it sound like Nick Saban's been listening to our radio show. I'll tell you about that coming up a little bit as this show goes on. Veterans Day, again, I want to thank all those very brave men and women who have served our country and say from here at the show and the station and from most of our almost every one of our listeners, thank you so much for everything you guys and girls have done for us. And we just can't thank you enough for your awesome service, and I hope you have a great Veterans Day. I am at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. It's a College Football Friday. Mike Vaughn, for the final time on this show at least, coming to you from our Upcountry Fiber studios. Good morning, Mike Vaughn. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Mickey. Dodged the raindrops on the way in this morning. And, you know, it didn't turn out to be too bad. We had a little wind last night, but hopefully I don't know if the worst has passed us or if we still got some coming this way, but we'll get through it. And looking forward to an exciting day. And we're going to share some thank yous in segment 2 coming up.
I'm looking forward to that. No, we've not got the worst of it yet. We've got probably the worst of the wind, because the wind is right now about 10 miles an hour. That's the highest it's going to be until later tomorrow afternoon. It might get up to about 10 miles an hour, but we don't have bad wind right now. It is raining. It will continue to rain until about 3 o'clock. Around 2, 3, 4 o'clock this afternoon, it's going to stop. And the good news here is nay wind and nay bad temperatures, because it's going to be in the 60s. It's mid-60s now, and it's going to be up to almost 70 degrees today. And, but the other good news is for tailgating and for football tomorrow, it is going to be a Chamber of Commerce day. If you're starting your tailgate around 8 tomorrow morning, it's going to be close to 60 degrees, not much wind, and partly cloudy. At noon tomorrow, almost 70 degrees, and a little bit of wind at 10 miles an hour, partly cloudy. Kickoff tomorrow, you're talking about 67, 68 degrees, cloudy, but winds at about 10 miles an hour. And by the time the game ends, it's going to be about 58, 59 degrees. And partly cloudy, no rain, decent winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour, and mid 60 temperatures for most of the day. Man, that's going to be a great day for Military Appreciation Day over at Death Valley. It's going to be awesome as far as that goes. So make it to about 3 or 4 o'clock today, and you'll be fine there. How's your world? Every time I turn on the radio, you're on the radio now.
Well, you know, it's been fun. I gotten to fill in for Ben a few days, and lots of stuff going on with the new studio, and some folks are making sure we're all set up over there. So I've gotten the chance to sit in with a couple of folks, and it's been a lot of fun. I really enjoy being a part of it.
All right. So and you informed me that you get to make a little history tonight.
You made some history yesterday morning. Your last show inside the studio at Lawrence Road, and we get to make a little bit tonight as well.
So we did, when I was walking out of the studio yesterday, for folks that don't know, we're moving our studios and our corporate headquarters here with all of our sales team and general managers and program directors and traffic directors and all that kind of stuff. We're moving over to Easley in a brand new, beautiful, Mike, I've not been there. You've been there before. Beautiful building, right?
Oh, it's super nice. And Mickey, it's going to be neat having the entire team together. I think that folks are going to see some benefit from that in the future, and so many great things coming from the Roar.
Yeah, so yesterday, a couple things. We're going to be off the air for a little bit on Sunday. Still going to have women's basketball, but besides that, we'll be off the air as they hook up all the equipment and do all their test runs and all that on Sunday. We'll be back on the air. We'll do our very first show from that studio on Monday morning. Looking forward to that. But as I took off yesterday, Brad and John were about to take over the studios, and I did the Frank Howard kiss goodbye to Big Thursday. Did one of those yesterday, so that's kind of cool.
Awesome.
I will tell you this, Mike, too, and I don't believe in this, and I'm being facetious mostly here. But yesterday, I don't know if you noticed, wind's blowing, it's raining a little bit. There's a little sign on our door there that's kind of fluttering back and forth, and it's the first time that sign that had come apart there with some tape at the bottom, and so you kind of saw it and through reflection. You see straight on to it. I'll see it through reflection in your window in front of you now. But also, I think I might have saw a couple of ghosts yesterday. Like, I told my wife that last night. She thought I was crazy. And I was like, I don't know, man. Like, there's a couple of ghosts from a couple of people. We lost some friends there in that building through the years. Some great friends that work with us. And I went back to one of them's office the other day and just took around. Because I won't be stepping back in there anymore. And I was like, thinking about him and thinking about Gary and Donna and some of our friends that we lost throughout this time. So anyway, I don't know if they were saying goodbye to me yesterday or not. I don't believe in ghosts, but, man, it looked like it yesterday to me a couple of times.
Some WCCP friends coming to wish you well on your last show here from the studio.
Maybe saying, hey, I didn't get in the moving van. Can y'all take me with in your car over that way? So we might have to do that this weekend sometime, too. You already mentioned it before, but you have a pretty special segment, number two, coming up for us.
Yeah, just a personal thank you. And, I get a little sentimental this time of year, and so we'll definitely share that as we move forward today. And so thankful for so many people who help provide our freedom, and we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Looking forward to that coming up here in a second. One thing I did not mention, and I didn't know this till this morning, is that Jaden Radishaw, who is a quarterback out of California, high school quarterback that was committed to Miami, one of the top quarterbacks in the country, he's flipped. He's going to Florida now. And so that was kind of big recruiting news to kind of keep you on the national scale there. But, you know, Miami's been so hot in recruiting, but they lose their star quarterback in this class. So very interesting news coming out of Coral Gables as their season's kind of falling apart. And now Florida has flipped a very important piece to their class now from Miami. So just good stuff there. Hey, I want to tell you that we could not do these shows without these great sponsors like my friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark Hawkins just sit you down. Let his team, let Amanda and his team sit you down and talk to you about what they can do for you and just put together a pretty extensive plan and for each of their options that they might have, you know, whether it's looking at refinancing, whether it's looking at remodeling, whether it's looking at buying your next house, they'll give you the 30, the 20, the 15-year rates in there, and they'll kind of talk to you about, you know, money down, talk to you about points, talk to you about what your payments going to look like and your total overall investment looks like, and just help you make those kinds of decisions. They'll talk to you about any PMI stuff, any kind of you know, other charges or anything like that. Just give you a total thing overview of what it looks like. And do that with sound decision-making with the best rates available right now, and that's with my friends over at Prime Lending. Easy to remember online, local people helping you out. No matter where you're listening right now, there's a Prime Lending office near you, but here locally in the upstate, we're very happy to have PrimeLendingSC.com. From Chick-fil-A of Clemson on a College Football Friday, on a Veterans Day, we'll come back to Segment 2 with Mike Vaughn after a very short break.
The Season of Inspiration event has started at Bradshaw Mazda. What does that mean to you? It means low lease specials, finance rates from 2.9, and no payments until 2023 on your new Mazda. Hi, this is Heidi Aiken. Upstate friends, pack your family and take a road trip this holiday season in a new Mazda from Bradshaw. Our lineup includes top safety picks, are the most reliable and fun to drive. Don't put your name on a list to buy a car. Drive away in a new Mazda today from Bradshaw Mazda, where cars are just easy to buy. See specials at BradshawMazda.com.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawlspace repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here to tell you about Buff City Soap. You'll find delightfully scented plant-based soaps that are handmade daily. They're on a mission to create handmade products that are free of harsh ingredients and full of nourishing plant-based goodies to make your skin happy. They have beard oil, pet soap, bath bombs, laundry soap, body butter, and more. The Munson household is sold. Nourish your skin at Buff City Soap with two locations to serve you in the upstate. Hartwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson and the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Hey Tiger fans, Clemson soccer alumni Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I wanted to update you about the current real estate market. With high buyer demand, historically low mortgage rates, and low inventory, buyers are fully prepared to purchase. If you have been considering selling, now is the time. My professional approach is to educate my sellers so you are fully prepared every step of the home selling process. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients and developing lifelong relationships. If you're looking to sell your home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
Last year, our boss surprised us with these awesome jackets and backpacks for Christmas from ACD Sports in Easley. They do embroidery and screen printing in-house and work with many local businesses, schools, and teams doing their caps, shirts, uniforms, and jackets. If your organization or company needs screen printing or embroidery, stop by ACD Sports and see how they assist you. And while you're there, do a little Christmas shopping at their Clemson Fan Shop, Highway 123 in Easley, by Chick-fil-A.
Carolina Auto Connection, the little dealer with the big heart. Celebrating 14 years serving the upstate. With no haggle pricing and no dealer fees, their customers come from all over the world. They have the lowest prices on the best pre-owned vehicles. Their staff is straightforward and honest. All vehicles are 49-point inspected and serviced, so you can buy with confidence. Carolina Auto Connection, 1434 Boiling Springs Road, just off I-85 Spartanburg. Call 864-814-DEAL for an appointment or CarolinaAutoConnection.com. The holidays are approaching, so get your car ready before taking the trip home to see the family and celebrate with My Garage by Essex. Don't wait until the last minute to get your tires rotated or oil changed. Make your appointment today and check it off your list early. My Garage by Essex
wants to take the stress of the holiday season away with great service and happy car rides. Call 633-5800, make your appointment, or just visit 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. Spots fill quickly.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here, and I got an amazing new motorcycle for Tim's Harley-Davidson. Those folks just welcomed me in and treated me like family, and that's what the tradition at Tim's is all about. More than 70 years of adventure on the open road. They're just great people who know the key to a better lifestyle. Hey, if you want to ride like a champion, go get yourself a legendary bike from Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson. Go Tigers.
Diamonds Direct's legendary pre-holiday sale is coming November 18th through 20th. You get instant savings, 20% off virtually everything. Plus, top jewelry designers are flying in with their entire collections. All on sale. An expanded selection of rings, earrings, pendants, bands, bracelets, all new fashion jewelry. Lowest prices of the year. Shop early for the holidays and save big. Get special financing too. Details at DiamondsDirect.com. It's 3 days only. Mark your calendar. November 18th, 19th, and 20th at Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Smitty's Smoke and Soul Food in Easley has a menu item that will blow your mind and your taste buds. We promise it's going to be your new craving. The Soul Roll. The Soul Roll is a Southern masterpiece, a classic combination of brisket that's been smoked for 14 hours, low and slow, seasoned fresh collard greens, and signature rice, all deep fried in an egg roll and topped with soul sauce. The Soul Roll is a must-try item at Smitty's Smoke and Soul Food. Get yours today. 5284 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
He can absolutely move in a different direction quickly without warning.
Where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Chick-fil-A of Clemson on a college football Friday. I want to tell you about my great friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. I love Trail. I love what they've done for the upstate. And love what they've done for me and teaching me so much about branding and about who they are and about culture and the importance of culture. And you see it everywhere for what they do and how they do it. It's my friends at Trail. They don't build single-family homes. They build everything else. One of the misconceptions about Trail is because it is mainly a design-build firm that they don't have other modes of delivery, and that's just not the case. As a matter of fact, oftentimes some of their proudest work happens when you already have your architect in place. And sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad, but they work with all different architects. Also, if you're an architect and you're looking for a partner through all this, they love dealing with new architects and making those new relationships as well. And it's really cultivated some awesome buildings and some great relationships with those architectural firms. Think about Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. If you want it done on time, on budget, with a great relationship and a really true better building experience, think about my great friends at Trail, 800-319-7006. Segment two with Mr. Mike Vaughn.
Good morning, Mickey. It is great to be here in the Upcountry Fiber Studios on this Friday and on this Veterans Day. And I mentioned earlier, when I get to this day, this time of year, I just start thinking about how thankful I am for men and women who are willing to put their lives on the line for our freedom. And it's very personal for me. On this day, I think about my father-in-law, Jim. Back when he was a young man, he enlisted in the Marines when he was very young. And it was during the time of Vietnam. And he was in Vietnam and served multiple tours there. It's one thing to enlist and say you're going to stand up for your country and serve well and serve admirably, but then to say, hey, send me back. I've got more work to do. He ended up being a master sergeant. He was a gunnery sergeant. Used to hang out of those Huey helicopters in helping to protect troops in Vietnam. And after he retired from the Marines, Mickey, he went on to work for several defense contractors. soon after my wife and I were married and moved back to South Carolina in the mid-90s, I learned that out at Donaldson Center, a company that my father-in-law worked for, was expanding. And the very unit that he was working for up in the Midwest, they had expanded at Donaldson Center. And so he had the opportunity to bring my mother-in-law and himself down and move to South Carolina and be a part of the upstate community and continue to serve, even though he was no longer active military. He continued to serve in that way, in working for a defense contractor and providing materials and equipment for troops all over the world. So every time we get to Veterans Day and obviously other ways that we thank our military personnel throughout the year, I think about my father-in-law and the fact that he stood up and put his name on the dotted line and decided to serve us and allowing us to celebrate and experience freedom that we have here. You know, Mickey, I tweeted this out on Tuesday, or I retweeted, I'm sorry, the fact that there are so many people around the world that will never experience an election day. They don't have the opportunity to choose their leaders, the opportunity to have their voice be heard. In fact, there are so many, probably millions of people in this world today that if they shared their voice, if they spoke up and tried to complain or condemn a leader, they would be put before a firing squad or they would meet with not a very good end. And here we have men and women who are willing to put their lives on the line so that we can have an election day, so that we can have the freedoms that we enjoy. And there's so many more people. I want to tell you here in just a minute, Mickey, I'm going to let you jump in. But William Quackenbush the other day on Out of Bounds had a member of the Clemson Corps, Colonel Keith Baltz. I want to tell you about something really special he shared. I also think on this day, I think about some guys from my college that right around the time in the early 90s, when I moved to Tennessee for a few years, I remember, Mickey, and I think you touched on this the other day, I had this weird feeling about these guys from my college that they were overseas serving our country. And here I'm in a living room watching the original Desert Storm on TV on CNN, and I've got these vivid memories of, man, it seems like I should be over there with them. It seems like I should be serving. But as I look back, my purpose was probably important here as well. But you just get that feeling of thankfulness and gratitude for the men and women, especially the ones you know personally that have stood a wall or have signed on that line to serve our country.
Yeah, there is maybe a misunderstanding. Memorial Day is certainly for those that lost their lives. Veterans Day for anybody who served, and that doesn't mean combat. That means active duty for, I think it's 180 days, and that means reservists and people on those lines as well. So there's so many heroes out there to make that decision to be able to go serve your country and to fight for what we believe in and fight for our standards and our ideals, and that means maybe not believing in what others might believe in, but still you believe in America and this great country. So we can't thank them enough. I don't believe that there is a place that does Military Appreciation Day as good as we do it here, but I love seeing when everybody does it. You'll see a lot of that tomorrow. See a lot of flags and things out there today, and there's an awful lot of pride. And the other thing, I like the pride among their divisions of our veterans, you know, where the Army guys and girls feel a certain way and the pride they have in the Army and the Air Force and Navy and all those kind of things. So it really, that's kind of a cool, you know, aspect of it as well. I had both my grandfathers served. One was a merchant marine and one was in the United States Navy. And matter of fact, if it were not for my grandfather's service in World War II in the United States Navy, I wouldn't be here. Because he met my grandmother, who was living and born and raised in Belfast, Northern Ireland during World War II. When he was stationed there for a few days and told her on our very first date that they were going to get married. they got married during the war and eventually brought her back over here. And just phenomenal story that they had. So It is his military service that is the reason that I'm here. And all my aunts and uncles and cousins are all descendants because of his military service. So it is special. It is great. And we just can't thank enough those that decided to sign on the dotted line, decided to make that great sacrifice for our country.
I completely agree. And, you know, I saw Scott Reimer, who we'll have coming up at the top of the hour, he posted a picture earlier in the week of one of the past celebrations in Memorial Stadium. And I couldn't believe this. I saw somebody that responded to that picture and was almost complaining about the amount of ways that we thank our military on Military Appreciation Day. Like, can't we just limit it to this or limit it to that? And I almost just went off, but I held back. But I think, Mickey, we got to find more ways to thank our military. And one of the ways that Colonel Keith Balt shared with Kwok the other day, William Quackenbush on Out of Bounds, is this new thing that they're bringing to Death Valley this weekend. And I just think it's incredible. There are a lot of restaurants that you'll see around this time of year when you go into the restaurant. They'll have a table set up for POWs, MIAs, remembering them and making a place for them. And tomorrow in Death Valley, in Memorial Stadium, they're going to unveil a special stadium seat that will forever be empty. And it's a way that we can continue to remember our POWs and MIAs that will never return, and some that, you know, we're still hoping will return. And so I think this will be another addition to a very special celebration tomorrow, and a big thank you to our military folks. I also think about, you know, Morgan Thomas. Y'all talked about it a little bit yesterday. He stood up and volunteered when he was 17 years old and agreed to serve our country. So just a huge thank you to all of our veterans out there, men and women, our current fighting forces and their ability to be ready whenever needed. We're so thankful and appreciative for all that you do for us.
Exactly. No doubt about that. And I told Morgan that yesterday, and all those friends and family and those who will future serve now, because we've got a lot of very brave people who make that decision and do that. I did not know that about the dedication tomorrow. I always look forward to it, seeing that and seeing the pride in the people that go on the field and stand up in the stands. I tell you, it tears your heart apart for the taps to be played and the 21 gun salute, and seeing the helmets and the boots down there. Just tears your heart out to see some of that stuff and see the families that have lost, you know, their loved one as a result of all that. That is never easy. We just, you know, our movies that we see about it, our books that we read about it, our historical accounts that we have about them, just remind us all the time. And again, I don't know if we could ever do enough, to be honest with you, through all that. So I appreciate you bringing it up this morning, Mike. And I do hope our veterans have an unbelievable and it's a great experience today. And just a reminder, thank them. It's easy to remember 11/11. That's easy to remember. But for those family members, friends, people you work with, coworkers, or anybody in your life, you know, do that today, because that'll be great. And then tomorrow, wear that purple, wear it proud, and participate in what should be. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be great ceremonies. And it's not just at the game itself. It's all day long, all around campus. You'll see it and see that great flag flying everywhere and see those currently enlisted brave men and women that are doing great things, and flyovers and all that tomorrow. It's going to be just a beautiful, beautiful day in Death Valley, and a beautiful ceremony and great Military Appreciation Day tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Mike, always, as usual, man, I always enjoy segment number two. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll open up phone lines for the first time from Chick-fil-A of Clemson, and looking forward to hearing from you. Our telephone number is 654-ROAR. 654-7627. We also have our text line open. You can do that. Regan reaches at 654-ROAR, 654-7627. From Chick-fil-A of Clemson on a College Football Friday on Veterans Day. Much more on your turn right after this.
McCoy Wright is the official commercial real estate partner for 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. They found us the perfect location for our new studios, and when you are ready to buy or sell, they will provide the same top-notch service for you. Here is a featured property that might be right for you. 202 Lawrence Road. This is a 2.3 acres of valuable land with development potential just minutes from downtown Clemson. For more info, call 864-712-7777. 800-333-0303 or visit McCoyWright.com.
If you're tired of no recognition on the job, micromanaging bosses, and just want something more, Cromer Food Services has a new opportunity just for you. Located in Anderson, Cromer Food Service has open positions in route sales, tech, warehouse, and administration. Monday through Friday, first shift. Make great money and still have time to spend with your family. Self-manage and be your own boss with great benefits and opportunities to quickly advance within the company. Join the Cromer Food Service team today at cfsvending.com.
Reed's Jewelers and their newly expanded Haywood Mall location is the area's premier Swiss timepiece authorized dealer. You'll be enthralled by their selection of Omega, Breitling, Tudor, Tag Heuer, and Gucci timepieces. Bask in the glow of the new and expanded diamond showroom, featuring the perfect ring for her, as well as necklaces, bracelets, and earrings. Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall has won another company award for customer excellence. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, online at Reed's.com.
Welcome your guests into a clean, healthy home this Thanksgiving by calling the cleaning pros at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Right now, when you mention my name, Mickey Pollard, you'll get $30 off your next air duct cleaning. Use promo code AIR30 when scheduling online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch for all of your outdoor needs. They have an assortment of mulch, riverstone, dirt, sand, gravel, straw, and more. EnviroMulch will make your yard look amazing during the colder months ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
If a mattress is on your Black Friday shopping list, then buy local and save big at Engineered Sleep. Save up to $1,000 on bundles and up to $500 on mattresses the entire month of November. This is Engineered Sleep's biggest sale of the year. Support your only local mattress manufacturer and thank us later when you get the best night's sleep you've ever had. Don't believe us? Go see the reviews. Free and fast local delivery. Engineered Sleep is your go-to mattress supplier. Better sleep? Rest assured. Shop online or visit our showroom in Greenville.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
M&J Auto Parts is your local independent auto parts warehouse. If you have an import, domestic, or slingshot vehicle, we have the parts you need. With over 100 years of staff experience, we'll get you back on the road quickly and affordably. We have also partnered with Jasper Engines and Carrier of Country Off-Roading Parts. All parts carry a national warranty, so if a part fails, you are covered. Visit our warehouse, 106 West Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greer, or call us at 864-469-9389. We are here to help you. M&J Auto Parts.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Reliable Automatic Sprinkler Company, is currently seeking qualified applicants for assemblers, material handlers, production technicians, and toolmakers. Reliable Automatic Sprinkler Company is a leading manufacturer and worldwide distributor of automatic fire protection equipment and system components. For job qualifications and to apply online, visit reliablesprinkler.com/careers. Reliable Automatic Sprinkler Company is an equal opportunity employer.
For over 30 years, Tiger Town Graphics has been Clemson's source for one-of-a-kind t-shirts, fleece shirts, ponchos, and everything else that's authentically Clemson. And when we say authentic, we really mean authentic. Who knows fans better than fans themselves? Made in Clemson by Tiger fans for Tiger fans. With tons of new designs each year, Tiger Town Graphics is your go-to for everything Clemson. There's something for everyone. Visit Tiger Town Graphics in downtown Clemson.
Hello, Medicare supplement and prescription drug plan holders. If you are paying combined premiums of $175 monthly and have a drug plan deductible, you are overpaying, in my professional opinion. You owe it to yourself and your family to review the Medicare Advantage plan that includes a drug plan with no deductible and zero monthly premiums. Additionally, your maximum out of pocket in a calendar year for health care is $2,900 or less, perhaps way less. You also will receive many extra benefits that you do not receive today. Please call 864-307-8484 for an appointment or meeting invitation near you. As always, our services come free to you, and in the rare instance that should you ever want a plan that I do not represent, I will assist you in hooking up with Medicare.
Hey, you didn't have to go to college to be a college sports fan. Get all our college football coverage all day, right here. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone.
Our great friends at Canty Foundation Specialists want to help you out. When it comes to cracks, when it comes to driveways, walkways, when it comes to pool decks, they can help you out with any cracks you might have. It's Canty Foundation Specialist, C-A-N-T-E-Y, Canty Foundation would love to help you out. You know, the bottom line is that Canty, that their professional services, their professional people, their trusted people who do a great job with this situation that they've done many, many times, and the way they've helped people out with this, they permanently repair any foundation issues you might have, any concrete issues you might have, pool deck issues you might have. They do a tremendous job of that. There's our great friends over at Canty Foundation Specialist. Canty can fix it. C-A-N-T-E-Y. Canty can fix it.com. We have one open phone line segment in this hour and one at the end of the show. Let's go and do that now. Our telephone number is 654-ROAR. Also has some text messages to get to on our Adams & Co. Roofing text line. Hal's been hanging on the longest here on a rainy Veterans Day. Good morning, Hal. I hope you're off to a good start this morning.
Yeah, crazy rain outside, but anyway, Tom Brady he finally threw for 100 grand yards this past Sunday, and the Raiders, I mean, they the problem is that they've had commanding leads and all that, wanting to blow it. I've including one this past Sunday. This time to another Clemson player like Trevor Lawrence, and of course they had that big lead against Kansas City, but can't get that by the Chiefs. But they had a big lead against Arizona, which Isaiah Thomas knocked the ball off of Hunter Renfro, and also the Panthers finally beat the Pukes of Buzzard.
Yeah, you know, if I am the Raiders, I'm thinking, man, Rich Musashi looked pretty good to me, because the Raiders were a playoff team last year, and they've just gone in the tank for sure. And then the Tom Brady thing, I mean, that number, yeah, I know that number of 100,000, man, what a number, you know. That's one of those, you put that in perspective, it's just totally different. But what a tremendous career, no doubt about that.
And the Panthers, I mean, beat the Pukes of Buzzard. I mean that'd be a great show. That would have Arthur Smith playing the role of Uncle Jersey, and some guy named Daisy Queen. Derry Duke and all that, or how about the Puke Duke?
Yeah. To be honest with you, I you broke up a little bit on us.
It's come a wide open division. Division is up for grabs, it seems.
Yeah, it is a wide open division. And to be honest with you, I didn't watch very little of the game last night, but it was not great football. And the Falcons and the Panthers certainly are a big part of what the NFL looks like to me as a whole. I appreciate the phone call, Hal. I hope you have a great day.
The weather, I mean, the weather might have played a role in that game, you know.
Yeah.
Are you playing outdoors?
Yeah, it could have been, but also those teams aren't good when it's sunny and 75. So appreciate the phone call, Al. It looks like the NFL in a lot of different places to me, and they're limited offensively. And it's a defensive game right now. It's a passing game, defensive game, and you saw a lot of that last night for sure. Let me get Delvin in up next. Delvin, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Couple things. First, Mickey. What was your favorite moment being in the old studio since you're not there anymore? What was your favorite one? One of my favorite moments when you announced that your wife was being pregnant and your producer.
Yeah, old Zach, he loved that one. It'd be hard to top that one because he had no idea. Meredith called in on that one. That was a pretty cool day there for sure. Hard to top that one. The other one's where we had to leave. I got the phone call saying, man, I got to go. We're going to go have a baby this morning. That was pretty cool. There's no doubt about that. But yeah. I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, it was a – been around a long time, had a lot of friends and a lot of great memories there, and the building served us well for many years.
Yeah. So, Mickey, you know, coming off a tough loss, what's the key going to be against a hot Louisville team tomorrow?
Well, I thought about this like we did last week, and last week was pretty simple, and I thought about it, went back and watched and looked at numbers, and this appears to be pretty simple as well. Who Louisville is, you got to take that away. Right now, Louisville's number one in the country in creating turnovers. And they're number one in the country in creating negative yards play sacks. And so you stay away from turnovers offensively and stay away from those negative yards offensively and stay ahead of the chains, and Clemson will win tomorrow. The other side of it is Louisville's pretty balanced now on offense. They run the ball not quite as well as Notre Dame, but they throw the ball better than Notre Dame. And they're a 200 rushing, 200 passing yard team. And so the way you stop balanced teams is you take away the run first. You got to get Malik Cunningham on the ground. You got to find a way to take away the run and get off the field on third down. And then finally, for the first time last week, Clemson lost the special teams battle. And I think they've got to find a way to win the special teams battle tomorrow, get back to dominating on the special teams. So don't turn it over. Don't have the negative plays. Force Louisville to have to throw the football and not be balanced, and then win the special teams, and Clemson should be fine tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, because that's key to start the run. Because what's scary, Mickey, is that they were running the ball, and Malik Cunningham hadn't run the ball much. They've been running backs.
Yeah.
That's gonna make it scary for Louisville offense.
Look, what Louisville does scheme-wise, when they're able to run the football, their play action is as good as anybody, but they love to run the football, and they love to set that up off of that. You got to take that run threat away. Clemson couldn't do it last week. Notre Dame wasn't a play action team. They're effective on play action, but they still don't throw it a lot. They'd rather still run it. Louisville likes to run in order to set the pass up and to put Cunningham in really good situations. Bottom line is this, is that if Cunningham throws when you know he's going to throw the football, he's nowhere near as effective. If they throw when they want to throw rather than when you want them to throw, then you know they're going to be dangerous. So the way you do that is you stop the run, you stop it early, you put them in negative yardage situations, you make them behind chains, get them off of schedule, and then play really good defense, aggressive defense after that. But even then, even when you get him on 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 12, you got to get him on the ground, man. You got to make him, get him on the ground and make sure he doesn't beat you with his feet.
Yeah. Well, thanks for my call, man.
Thank you, Devin. So that leads up to this, Mike, is how aggressive do you want to be? You know, you can't let him sit back there all day long, but also, you got to be disciplined in your pass rush. You know, Malik Cunningham is a guy that you can't do things with as far as, sending house, jailhouse blitzes. One guy, and you can't play man behind it because you got the cornerbacks running downfield with the back turned to the quarterback running, and that's big plays capability there. So a lot of zone from Clemson tomorrow. Discipline with their safeties, discipline with their linebackers, discipline with their rush lanes and keeping him in the pocket. But all that is predicated on stopping the run first. If you stop the run, you force Cunningham to be a passer on passing downs. That's a huge key to stopping Louisville. If you don't stop the run, then the run is still there, right down your throat. Plus, you the opportunity that they throw when they want to throw. They dictate the throw game to you rather than you dictate the throw game to them. And that's where he's just extremely dangerous, and that's where he tests you even more. So stopping the run is a big key. On the other side of it, Louisville is aggressive. Louisville wants to dictate to you by negative yardage plays. They lead the country in sacks, and they want to dictate to you by forcing turnovers, And no, they forced 24 turnovers this year. No one's forced more turnovers in college football. So don't give them the short, easy fields. Don't give those turnover battles. And, Mike, very seldom do we talk about special teams. Special teams are like air traffic controllers. Like, you don't think about them until a disaster happens. But with that said, last week was a disaster. Going into that game, we mentioned it. Last week's keys were stop the run and run the ball. And Notre Dame had blocked 5 punts coming in. Well, Clemson was 0 for 3 in those keys last week. And this, Louisville special teams aren't as good as Notre Dame's. But with that said, that's why Clemson needs to win that aspect of the battle tomorrow. Field position is going to be key tomorrow. And getting back to what they did the first 8 games of the year is win special teams, because they've been a very good special teams units this year. But it wasn't the case in South Bend on Saturday night.
I'm optimistic, Mickey, about our defense making improvements and making adjustments this week. The last two games, we've kind of been shocked. Even the Syracuse game there, the ability of the Orange to run against our defensive line, and especially last week, obviously, we were all just kind of just watching in disbelief that Notre Dame was able to do what they did. I think this week is going to be significant, especially with the fact that we're back home. I think these guys are going to step up, and I'm excited to see the adjustments and improvements they're going to make this Saturday.
You mentioned the Syracuse deal. This is a little bit like Syracuse in that they do have good running backs like Syracuse had with Tucker, but it is a mobile quarterback that will pressure your defense. And I say on third down just because that's, to me, those back-breaking drives that teams with good mobile quarterbacks can do. And that's that, man, you got everybody covered, and you did your job, and you pressured him, and his athleticism escapes it, and he races you to the yardstick on third and 7, and he barely gets out of bounds over there to keep the drive going, and now you're on the field for 3 more minutes and at least 3 more plays. And it's like, man, that's what those type of teams do, and that's what a mobile quarterback does to you in the run game and in the scramble game through all that. So that's something certainly we'll keep an eye on and will be a big, big key to tomorrow. But Clemson has to be Clemson again, and part of that is – if you count the block punt for a touchdown to go along with the pick six and to go along with the interception that got you down inside the 14-yard line last week, remember at the Syracuse, it was a scoop and score. So it's not just that the Tigers have turned it over 7 times in 2 games. It's that they've led directly to scores. You know, Clemson's given up 3 non-offensive touchdowns in the last 2 games. And those kind of things, good football teams don't do that. That's 21 points. And I still don't know the stat. I've got to find the stat. I don't know how I find it. I've got to find it. That when you give up a non-offensive touchdown, what percentage of the time do you lose the game? And so you can't have – it's not just the turnovers. You know, 14 points with Notre Dame. Really 21 because they took over the 14-yard line. Remember, one of DJ's picks, Clemson's defense went 3 and out, but that was inside their own 40-yard line that they did went 3 and out. So that could have been even more points off of it. And his points off turnovers appear to be huge right now. Again, it's not just turning it over, but it's turning it over leading to the other team scoring. And right now, Clemson's offense is not good enough, you know, to do that. Ohio State's an offense that's good enough to overcome that. But, boy, Clemson's offense is not good enough to just give the other team points. You know, you're going in for 7. You got to take it down inside. First and goal at the 3-yard line. Couple plays later, it's a scoop and score the other way. That's 14-point turnaround. And this team, they did it against Syracuse, but you can't depend on overcoming that. You've got to find a way to not only not turn it over, but not turn it over to give them points off of it. So big, big stuff there for sure. Our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. I love Carolina Flooring Specialists. I love our garage floors. Love what they do for businesses as well. You're looking to add some pizzazz to your business and what that might look like. Well, think about Carolina Flooring Specialists. You're looking to have that great garage, that great mechanic room, basement, that workout area in your home. Carolina Flooring Specialists. They'll take care of you. It's a no-obligation phone call. It's about a 10-minute presentation. Let them do that for you at Carolina Flooring Specialists. It's 404-8158, 404-8158. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Tim Worley will take your phone call. He's going to come by, set up an appointment with you, take about 10, 15 minutes, show you what they do, their colors, and their whole system of how it works, and hopefully get you signed up, get you a date to do all that with. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. When we come back, Scott Reimer will join us. The road to back to the Coastal Playoffs begins the Tiger pregame show. Scott will be here. We'll talk about Veterans Day today, Military Appreciation Day, and what it's all going to sound like on the airs, previewing Clemson and Louisville. That is when you return with Mike Vaughn and Mickey Plowler. Hour number two, right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator.